Welcome to the U-Turn Podcast. This is the place to connect to who you truly are. We're bringing PhDs, experts, and leaders to help you elevate your mindset in your work life and in your love life so that you can see things differently and truly love your world. I'm Ashley Stahl. I'm a career expert, author, and TEDx speechwriter and booker, and I'm excited to bring you in to this week's episode. Hey, U-Turn friends. I'm so excited to talk about something really important today with Jamila Souffrant, and it is her new book called Your Journey to Financial Freedom. It's out December 5th, 2023. And if you haven't heard of what she's doing, she's an award-winning fellow podcaster. She's a writer and she's an educator in personal finance. Her podcast is called Journey to Launch. I've been on the show. She's a wife. She's a mother. And she's really here to help you really get that freedom in your finances that you so deserve. And this episode is going to be all about that. And I hope you check out her book when we're done. So Jamila, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Ashley, for having me. It's exciting to be back.
Yeah. So I know that I remember when we were sitting down, you were talking about how you invested in a piece of real estate and it's just been like such a huge ROI for you. And I know that there's so many people that would just be a dream to have something sitting there and paying them every month, something that takes them out of the daily grind pressure and something that supports them. And I know that most of America especially is living paycheck to paycheck. For somebody listening right now that maybe they just got out of debt, maybe they just started at ground zero and they want to play the game differently and better, what are some things that they should start thinking about right now? And obviously, I hope they read your book, but let's say they don't, that we can just get them prepared, whether or not they read. What would you share with them?
So I'd say that the journey to complete financial independence, which is never having to work actively for money again because you have enough money in your investments or your portfolio, basically pays for your expenses. That is a very audacious, big goal. It's a journey that I am on that I encourage everyone to actually get on, even though it feels like a big goal. And the reason why it feels sometimes impossible, and people have every right to feel this way, is because depending on your starting point, right? You just mentioned someone who's just getting out of debt. And then what about, you know, all the thousands, millions of people? So thousands listening and then the millions of people who are still in debt. Trying to imagine a world or a life in which, you know, they don't have any debt, they have enough to live on forever for the rest of their lives or exiting out of the workforce definitely feels big. But in order to achieve that goal, right, you have to initiate the journey. And so if you're just listening to this and just thinking about what you want your life to be, if it's not there yet, right, if you don't have control over your time, or, you know, you're working in a place or out of place, or in even in your own business where you feel like you have to do things because you need the money and it doesn't feel like you're able to work from a place of power, then getting on the financial independence journey is not like, it's not optional, because either way, the time is going to pass anyway. And so you want to put yourself in a better position for the future and currently. So if you are just starting, you know, the initial steps that it takes to go through the stages, I have something, a framework where I talk about going through the journey or stages to get to complete financial independence. And so the person that is just in debt or just finding out about this, there's some work to do, right? At the beginning stages. I mean, there's work to do at any stage. But in order to get a true sense of where you currently are and what you need to do, you need to know your starting point.
Right.
So where is it that you are? Where are you with your finances? How much debt do you have, or how much assets do you have? What's your income? What's your expenses? Those are the tangible things we can look at. And then, of course, there are the intangible, which are just as, if not important, because it's the mindset and it's the habits that will allow you to sustain yourself on this journey. But it's important to know your starting point. And then, you know, also obviously figuring out where you are aiming to go for that first shot, and then work through the steps to complete the journey.
Okay. First of all, I love this idea of people like really realizing first, like it's time to get on the dang train. That's the starter pack.
It's moving anyway. It's moving anyway. So yeah, might as well get on it.
Yeah. Okay. So let's say, you know, we're intimidated, right? Let's say somebody has their first $10,000 in their account and they're like, my God, I've never seen this cash just sitting here. Like, I'm changing my life. I'm not living paycheck to paycheck anymore. I'm a little bit ahead. I know every person who has a body of financial knowledge has their own approach to investing and what to do with the cash. But since you're here and you have your own wisdom, I want to know, what would you do with, let's say, $50,000 that was your beginning of having a savings?
Email automation can save you a ton of time as a business owner, as long as it's easy to learn and simple to use. This is why I absolutely love ActiveCampaign. ActiveCampaign provides all the email marketing, marketing automation, and sales engagement tools that you need to grow your business. Use ActiveCampaign to treat every customer like your most important, whether you have 10 or 10 million. From automated email sequences to customizable landing pages to the ability to personalize who in your community you need to reach out to, they have it all. And ActiveCampaign is the only marketing software for email marketing with customer service that, yes, actually replies to you and truly cares about helping. I was on a different email marketing software years ago, and I was in so much pain not hearing back from them when I had an issue. And it was that made me move over to ActiveCampaign. So many people raving about their experience, and I have absolutely fallen in love. I am a lifer for them. So if you're anything like me and you don't have time to learn complicated systems, with ActiveCampaign, you'll be up and going quickly, connecting with your customers and your community. Visit ashleystahl.com/active for a 14-day free trial of ActiveCampaign right now. Again, visit ashleystahl.com/active, A-C-T-I-V-E, for a 14-day free trial of ActiveCampaign. Stop stressing, start connecting.
All right. Okay. So here's the thing. Saving alone won't get you to financial independence. Saving is important, and you need cash to help in emergencies. You need cash to help for your lifestyle desires, like buying a home or traveling, right? You should have money set aside if you know that's your goal. And saving in a savings account is important and can, you know, help you accomplish those things. But to reach a place in which you do not feel beholden to a job or person, right? Stuck in situations that you don't feel comfortable, you just don't want to do, you want options, you need to invest. That means you need your money to grow exponentially over time, to beat out inflation, to work for you. You need your money to make you money. And so saving alone doesn't do that. Investing does. Mm-hmm. And I definitely understand why it's intimidating for so many people, because it's meant to be. It's meant to be a barrier in terms of how, you know, the people talk about it, all the jargon. It hasn't been accessible and relatable to a lot of people. Usually you think you have to like trade stocks every day, be a day trader, researching companies, be good at math. And it's really, you don't need to do any of those things to become an investor. And so if I had money, let's say $50,000, like cash, I don't know, let's say I got a bonus, I would identify where I am on the journey to financial independence. What are my ultimate goals? And mm-hmm. where am I currently? And so if I'm someone who's still working in a job I do not like, and I eventually want to change careers, or I want to take a break, I'm going to think about, okay, how much money would I need to take a break and figure out what I want to do? Mm-hmm. And so what's not only my emergency fund, so emergency fund is like a smaller, you know, maybe 3 to 6 emergency fund to cover expenses should something happen.
3 to 6 months? Money.
3 to 6 months of expenses. And you can look at that as like bare minimum. So no extras, you know, mm-hmm. no going out to eat, just like paying for the rent and mortgage. And or you can look at it as I want to include all my lifestyle. So what does that look like? That's a number for people, right? And then you have something called the FU fund, mm-hmm. which is more of a supersized emergency fund. And it depends on the person and your goals, but it could be like 1 to 5 years of expenses that you have because you want it to hold you over while you really take a break or do something else.
Right.
And so figuring out what that looks like for you, that $50,000, you know, that could be like half of an FU fund for someone, or it could be, you know, you can use a portion of that to have an emergency fund if you still intend to work and still bring in money, and that money can help sustain your lifestyle. But I would look at, what are my goals? Am I wanting to obtain financial independence, complete financial independence? And how far along am I there? Do I have enough invested? Am I on the right track? If I want to be able to quit my job or exit out of the traditional workforce or take a break in 15 years, how much money do I need to have to be able to do that? Mm-hmm. And starting from here to then, how much do I need to invest on a monthly basis, on an annual basis? And so what happens for a lot of people is there are a lot of competing goals that you have in your life.
Right.
You know, you want to be able to maybe quit a job or opt out of the workforce. You want to be able to pay off debt. You want to buy the house. You want to take the vacation. all the things. And then 50,000, yes, it's a great number. But when you look at all the things I just said, you know, yeah, that's probably not going to be enough.
Well, so this is leading me to, I'm knowing the listeners, here's what I'm assuming is obviously some people are paycheck to paycheck. Obviously, some people are in debt. I've been there. I want to speak to the person who is getting started. Let's say they are just completing their 3 to 6 month emergency fund and they're investing their first time in their life and they're so excited about financial freedom. And maybe they're in their mid 30s or maybe they're in their 40s. It's, man, I wish I started this in my 20s, but late is better than never. Let's go. I'm imagining some people are probably thinking to themselves, is it too late? Am I already kind of, we know it's not, but
yeah.
What would you do with your beginning of investing? Because I feel like people are like, okay, there's real estate. There's like the stock market. Like there's these CD things. Like where do we begin? So I would love to give some people some action if they have their emergency fund and it's time for that next step towards investing into financial freedom.
Right. Even if you don't have an emergency fund or you're still in debt, I do think you should be investing. And so investing can look like different things. If you're working for a company and you have access to a 401k, a pre-tax retirement plan, so you get it's advantageous for you to invest in it because you get tax breaks, you can start there if you have access to that. And so that looks like usually the company takes out a percentage from your check. And so when I started on my journey, I was barely investing in it because I didn't care about it. I didn't understand it. And I was like, I'll worry about myself, that 56-year-old Jamila later. Like, I want all my money now. And when I started to get into investing or understanding the power of compound interest where your money makes money, I started to up how much from my paycheck pre-tax was going into my retirement accounts, my 401k plan. And even just upping it by 5%, 10%, and eventually maxing it out helped me tremendously. And so looking at my options at my company was really helpful because then I could say, okay, I will just invest in a mutual fund that the company already is, you know, there's fees associated with that, but it's all within this container where I literally just need to pick the fund I want to be invested in and my money goes there automatically. Now, mm-hmm. Let's say you work for yourself, which I'm sure a lot of your audience does, right? You know, you have solo 401ks if you're a solopreneur like myself, that's how I invest now. Or you can have a Roth IRA. So that's after tax investment into a retirement account. And so you can open up your own account at, you know, Fidelity, a Vanguard, at these trusted companies, right? And that is your starting point. Now, there's a like a limit to how much you can invest in a Roth IRA. I believe it's right now 6,000. They changed the amount recently. But if that's the case and you don't have access, that's where you could start. Now, the next question is, okay, but I don't even understand what I should invest in. What should I do? Should I buy a stock? Should I buy real estate? I am a advocate of the boring, low-cost way to reach wealth. Mm-hmm. And once you get that down packed, or once you have that on repeat, then you can do the more exciting things like real estate and other.
So 401k or whatever your company offers and maxing that out is the first thing you recommend as like the boring path.
Well, okay. So if investing in retirement accounts, mm-hmm. so those are tax advantage accounts, like a pre-tax retirement account, a 401k, or if you don't have access to one, a Roth IRA is an after-tax account. These are containers. These are accounts you can invest in that you get tax advantages for investing in them because it's meant the government is incentivizing you to invest in them because they don't want to have to take care of you in retirement. That is your first step, is figuring out what you have access to.
Yeah.
The next step is saying, okay, now I want to invest. Uh-huh. And so you can invest, whether it's your 401k, you'll have limited options there because your company kind of controls like what those options look like. But if you are investing outside of a 401k through a company like a after-tax retirement account, you have the option to choose what you want.
Right.
So instead of picking a stock, like one single stock, you can do something or pick something called index funds, mm-hmm. which literally tracks the entire market. Now, again, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not anyone's financial advisor.
Yeah,
it's
more about what you would do. This is what I'm excited about.
Right. But it's a proven way in terms of riding with the market. So some people try to beat the market. Like, I'm going to foresee that this stock in this company is going to do so well, and I'm a bank on that. Mm-hmm. And then there's the strategy of, I'm just going to follow the market because over time, even with the market dips, the market always goes back up if you're a long-term investor. So it's literally taking money that you have. I would say start with your tax advantage retirement accounts and investing in mutual funds / index funds, which literally just tracks the market. They're low fee, so you're not paying someone else to manage it for you and get a sense of what those options are for you. Because if you, depending on what company you go to, they have different options, but just start there. So that would be, that's how I started. I started to max out my pre-tax retirement accounts at my job. Then I started to look at Roth IRAs and taxable investments and looked at index funds. What is my low cost? Almost like, you know, yes, the market will go up and down, but this is a surefire way for me to reach my long-term goals in 10 to 15 years by investing. And that's where I put a majority of my money when I first started. And I'm still doing that now.
Is there a calculator or a place people can go to really understand if you start putting in $6,000 a year? Because that's the amount right now, right? If you start putting $6,000 a year into your 401k now, here's what's projected for you to have by the time you're 70 or whatever it
yeah.
is.
Yeah, it's so funny. There's a bunch of calculators. You know, that's a future value calculator. You can like literally, and maybe after this, I can send you a link. I can send you a link, but if you just Google that, that's like a typical calculation people do. If I put $6,000 a year and at a 7%, let's be like conservative, 7% return over the next 10 years, what would that give me? Next 15 years, what would that give me?
Yeah,
I think that's the most powerful way to get people interested in investing because
yeah.
A lot of investing into these accounts, that it's invisible wealth. People, you don't see it. You can't really use it. You can, but you're encouraged to let it stay and grow, right?
Right.
Versus the kind of wealth that, you know, most people, what we see now, especially, we want to be able to use it. We want to be able to wear it, drive it, vacation to it, right? And so
right.
it's different. And so for people to see, wait a second. And this is the calculation I literally showed my husband when I got him on board on this journey, because the conversation was, we're barely investing. And if we continue this way, we'll be okay, barely. But if we start investing this much money per year, per month, over time, instead of having, let's just say, X amount of money, we'll have 10 times that. And yes, our lifestyle may have to be adjusted a bit, but we can still live a good life, but we will be so far better off if we do it this way. And because he saw the numbers in the future, it helped create a sense of security in the present. Yes to calculators and like mapping all that out.
I just think it's so uninspiring to give up cash in a time where inflation is so insane. I think my coffee cost, my latte the other day cost me $9.
But that's the point. That's why investing is crucial, because if you're not investing your money, so the same money that you might feel good about, which again, saving is great, but your money, you lose value and purchasing power by just saving money in a regular savings account. At like most savings account returns are like 0.003%.
Right.
Inflation is a lot higher than that. So your cost of coffee, like keeping your cash, like without investing it, you actually lose purchasing power. And so
yeah.
the only way to keep up with inflation so that you can afford that coffee in 5 years is investing. Unless you just keep trying to make more money, which is fine too. But that puts you on the forever cycle of needing to work. And so what my big goal for most people is that you don't have to jump right in and like invest all your money right away. If you don't understand it, you're not inspired, but it's important to start somewhere. And I just say, even if it's a couple hundred dollars a month and seeing what that gives you versus not doing it, what do you have to lose? And then as you get on the journey, this is the most exciting part, is that you actually start making progress and doing more because you start to see the benefits. You become inspired, because when I started, my goal was, okay, in 7 years, I'm going to reach my version of financial independence. I'll quit my job. And I would have to wait 7 years for that to happen. As I started to invest, started journey to launch, I realized that, wait a second, I can actually reach this freedom that I never knew before was possible because I started the journey, because I learned about investing, because I started to use my talents and gifts in a way that was able to earn me money on my own terms.
Yeah.
And yes, in the beginning, it's such like a long journey. It doesn't feel possible. But once you start, who you become and what you need to learn and how you look at things differently, you'll start to see the benefits right away. You don't have to wait 10, 15, 20 years from now to reap the benefits of all that money in your account. I'm telling you, like, most people start seeing changes in their life, their finances and career when they start, because of all the knowledge and confidence and things that they obtain along the path.
Yeah. 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 I so agree with that. As far as, I don't know, like somebody calculating their number. I love how you said, in 7 years, I want this amount of freedom. So I imagine that that requires somebody to say, how much money do you need per month to feel free?
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody can go ahead and calculate that. But where do they go from there?
Right. And do you want me to just give you a really quick way to calculate that?
Yeah, I would love that.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is just here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how, no matter how big you want to grow, they give you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the entire United States, and they are the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you and your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/U-turn. Go to shopify.com/YOUTURN now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Again, that's shopify.com/U-turn.
I don't want to scare anyone, because when I first calculated my number, I was like, whoa, like,
that's huge.
That feels big. But, you know, so here, it's called the 25 times rule. It's just a general rule of thumb of how much you would need in your total portfolio where you're drawing down on to live without running out of money. And so it's called like the financial independence number. And you multiply your annual expenses by 25. Okay. So whatever it is, right, let's just say you can use what you're living on now and multiply that by 25. Or if you're future looking and you're saying, well, I'm not going to have certain expenses, or, you know, I'm not going to have this debt, and so maybe I can live off $80,000 a year. Like, that would be comfortable. Or $40,000 a year. You would multiply that by 25, and that gives you your
pre-taxes.
Yeah, that's all. That's like growth. Like, that's
salary
encompassing
amount.
Of it. Right. Okay. And so this is essentially what you could draw down upon. Yeah. That annual amount without running out of that money for a certain time frame. And that's all because of compounding interest. Like, your money is staying in long term. You're taking out some, but then it's a lot is still staying in, and it's growing still over time. And so you can do that calculation. And of course, everything is tied to how much you need to spend. So someone who's only spending $20,000-$30,000 a year, which, yes, there are people who do that. I've interviewed them and they're actually very happy. I'm very frugal, but maybe, you know, it's a simple life for them. They need a lot less money.
Yeah.
And so if they're making a lot in their working years, it's easier to get to that number because they can invest and save half or more than their income. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a person that requires more, maybe your family, right? You have a partner, you have kids, you want to live a more what I call guacamole five lifestyle. So I break this down in the book. There are these lifestyle levels that we need to understand about ourselves and which ones we want to live. Guac level one is more basic, frugal. You have really no bells and whistles. Guac level five, you have all the things, you know, you. And so understanding that about yourself helps you realize how big your number needs to be.
Okay.
And so you ask, okay, someone calculates their number and you're like, then what? That was the question, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing it right now. I'm literally got my computer open. I'm like, right. All right, Ashley, okay. About to be really intense. Okay. So,
great.
They took their annual number.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, that times 25. And they're looking at that. Shit. Okay. That's a pretty big.
Yeah.
Now what?
Okay. So now what? Now you have your kind of your.
You got the guacamole with everything in it.
Right. So you're probably like a guac level four or five, you know? You know, that means you require a higher number to live.
Okay. Yeah.
That's just where you are. or where you want to go. Now, that number can change for many reasons. Your goals may change, your lifestyle needs may change, whether it goes up or down. So it's just your initial target.
Yeah.
So now you need to kind of walk back. Where are you currently? What are your current assets? What are your current liabilities? What are your current income? What's your expenses? Because the difference between your income and expenses allows you to pay off debt, allows you to invest. Mm-hmm. And so understanding like your starting point then says, all right, let's just say you say, all right, you know, I want to reach this number. Let's say you set just a big, you know, 10 years, I'm going to reach this number. And you don't even know how yet. You don't even know how much you need to do that. But you're like, I want to do in 10 years. Let's just say your number for simplicity is $1 million. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, $40,000 a year if you want to spend. But so 40,000, you correct me, but I think 40,000 times 25.
I'm so bad at math. That's a terrifying part for me to.
I should know this because I say these numbers all the time, but it should be $1 million, right?
Yeah.
And so with that, you know, okay, so let me see where I am. And I say 10 years. So maybe you do all the, you look at your retirement accounts, your taxable accounts, the accounts that you will draw down upon when you reach early retirement or financial independence, they equal 50,000. Mm-hmm. So now you're at a $50,000 starting point, and then you are at a $1 million endpoint that you want. And right. You just said 10 years.
Yeah.
So this is where, you know, it's funny because I actually do have a worksheet and calculator that allows you to put in per year how much you can invest to get to your number.
Yeah.
We could talk about that later. But, you know, let's just say in general, you find just a simple, simple calculator that says if you invest X amount, you know, you play with it. If I invested $50,000 a year, where does that take me? Does that get me to $1 million based on my starting point? And then you might realize there's no, like, it does not. You know, you need a lot more.
But that's also about the returns, right? Because obviously,
right.
So the calculation on your worksheet probably calculates those returns.
Well, so you can input the returns. So some people, you know, I like conservative returns based on the market. So I can go as low as 6% with me trying to model out what my money will grow over time. Some people use 8%, I mean, the average return of the stock market, right? Because I'm actually following the index. When I talk about index funds, I'm just following the index. I'm not trying to beat the market. I'm literally just trying to ride it out. And, you know, a 6 to 8% return rate works for most people when they're modeling this out. And so what happens is once you put your numbers in and then you see the time frame you want to do it, you might think to yourself, wait a second. Actually, if I want to get to $1 million, like I'm going to need to invest like 100, I don't know, something. Let's just say it's for you, a big number.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean now? It's a big number more than you have. So you have options. So now you know. So now it's time to figure out like what to do with your options. Your options are either to, one, increase the timeline of when you want to reach your number. So give yourself more time. So instead of 10 years, you make it 15 years. And then you require less a year or a month to invest.
Okay.
You may decrease your number because you're like, you know what? My freedom means more than the buying the latte every day. Like I want to be able to do my own thing and it's not worth the latte every day. That works too. So your number, the end goal changes, maybe goes down a bit. Or you may say to yourself, I need to earn more money so that I can invest more. Or I need to stop spending in these areas right now so that I can invest more to get to that number. So that's why it's so important to have a sense of your end goal, know your starting point, and then set a target for yourself. So that's what I did when I first started. I said to myself, I want to quit my job in 7 years. I knew that my husband was still going to work as a teacher. And so we had some income, but it wasn't going to be enough to cover the lifestyle we wanted or that I thought I wanted. And so when I looked at that 7-year timeline, it required me to work in my corporate job because that was like, quote unquote, guaranteed money, stable money. I can invest. I got bonuses. But as I started my journey and I got really frugal because I'm like, well, if we need to make it in 7 years, we have to save like at least half of our income. Invest, I should say, half of our income.
Mm-hmm.
The 2 years in, we saved and invested $169,000 together as a family.
Mm-hmm.
I realized really quickly that one, like that was not sustainable. Two, the end goal that I set for myself, that 7-year period and the amount that we wanted to spend wasn't realistic for a family of five living in New York City with no plans to move. We needed a higher number. We wanted to spend more. So I had to adjust what my financial independence journey looked like. And so I actually ended up quitting my job, realizing that it could take me longer to reach my goals, depending on how my business did. But that was okay because I was enjoying more freedom and autonomy on my way there anyway, right? And so it was more of a function of if my journey instead of 7 years takes 15, that works for me because I'm actually living the life, the financial independence life that I wanted, I'm actually living now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I could always use a little bit more money to do more things, but I'm actually very content with where I am. And these are the kind of decisions and processes that come up once you start mapping things out. You could change your mind. You could say, you know what, I'm not compromising on that. And so I don't want to reach financial independence in maybe 5 years. Maybe it takes 15. But what I'm going to do in the meantime is find work I love and lean into enjoying the journey, which I encourage everyone to do.
Yeah. Okay. I love this so much. Well, I mean, you know, you said a lot about calculating the number. I think that's really powerful, at least for people to know. And they're investing in those kind of safer accounts and stuff like that. And that's, again, you're not, and I always want to give the disclaimer, I know you're not financial advising, but I think it's really potent to ask someone who has an expertise in something, what would you do? And so the fact that you're starting with these numbers, you're starting with your emergency fund, feels really powerful. I know that people are going to feel intimidated when they see that number like you talked about. And they're going to, you know, it could discourage them entirely to be like, there's not even a point of putting away this kind of money and living differently for all these years. What would be a message that you would have for them?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Why and how that could be encouraging seeing that number. But this is why I broke the journey out into the five stages, the journey or stages, because journey or level five, which is the captain stage, that is having all that money that you just calculated. And that's wow, right? And then your starting point is probably much, you know, in much more in the beginning, which would be journey or stage one, two, three, maybe, which is where you're trying to get out of debt. You're trying to just build assets and build that emergency fund. And so the journey to that number, it is a marathon, right? Mm-hmm. It's multiple marathons. It's long, but there are sprints in between. There are milestones in between, stages in between, that there's still, you still reach levels of joy and freedom within. So even if you are just paying off debt, let's just say you calculate and you are realistic with yourself and you're like, you know what, actually, when I just did the math based on how I live and what I want, this is going to take me like 20 years, 30 years, who knows, right? But within that time, there's way to, you know, you're still going to be paying off debt. You're still going to be baking in the things you like. You know, the big thing about my book was I wanted to be able to show the journey to financial independence in a way in which you didn't have to sacrifice all the things you like. So if coffee is your thing, guacamole is your thing, taking trips are your thing, you prioritize that in your spending and you just understand the trade-offs. So it's not that you give everything up for a life in the future. It's how do you balance what's important to you right now? For me as a mom, you know, it's important that I have the flexibility I have with my kids, that I can take them places, put them in things without thinking twice about it. And also, where do I want to be in the future? Well, I don't want to, you know, I still want to reach financial independence. I'm still on that journey. It may take me 10 more years because I'm spending more of my money now, but that's okay. And so I think if it is overwhelming, remember that it is a very long journey. It's meant to be. Some people can get there faster depending on their goals. But even if it takes you longer, there's so many things to be proud of. As you're going through it. And again, you'll be surprised about how fast things can move for you once you start. Because I didn't think once I started officially my financial independence journey that I could achieve what I did in 5 years after starting Journey to Launch. I had no clue that this would be my life. I'd be, you know, having a book come out. I'd be in the financial place I was. Those options didn't open up for me until I started. And so that's why I tell people just start, because you'll be surprised at what happens for you, how your mind changes, how more opportunities appear and that you can see them once you start the journey.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything I haven't asked you about investing, financial freedom, your book that would be helpful for us to share with everybody before we go?
You know, I just want to encourage everyone. So for some people, this is like the first time they're hearing about this concept of financial independence, like the FIRE movement, financial independence, retire early. And I definitely see why for a lot, it's just, this is not realistic. It's not, you know, who doesn't work? And I get it, you know, but if there has been something in your life or you haven't been completely happy, you've been stressed about finances, or you, like me, felt like there was something missing. I felt like I was sleepwalking, like kind of living a life that was not mine, didn't have control over my time or energy the way I wanted to. And I needed a way out. And so it was either when I thought about being a millionaire when I was younger, it was about either winning the lottery, marrying rich, or like building the next big business.
Yeah.
And obviously, I realized quickly that that was not going to be my case. I don't play the lottery. My husband, you know, he's a teacher. He's not, he's not rich in that traditional sense. You know, as a family we are, but not in that traditional sense. And then, so it's really thinking about, is there something missing? Do you feel something missing from your life? And there is a way to create financial stability, security, work flexibility, and ultimately financial freedom for yourself. And so it's really a matter of starting. This is why I wrote the book, because I know that not everyone listens to podcasts or can thumb through all the episodes that I have. They're over 300 now. And so what was a way that I can encapsulate all that information, those frameworks, followable and actionable steps that anyone can take at any starting point to reach their goals? And so that's exactly what the book does for you if you have an open mind about achieving it.
I love this so much. Thank you so much for your time, for your wisdom. And everyone, I hope this gets you inspired to get started. That was my goal for today's episode. I hope you check out her book, Journey to Financial Freedom, and sending you all some grace as you go from survival to thrival. I just made that up, but it's surviving to thrive.
Love it.
So thank you again for being here.
Yeah. And I just want to say, you know, you can go to yourjourneytofinancialfreedom.com. That's where you can find out. I mean, the book will be everywhere, but you go there. I talked about, you know, a lot of concepts just now. And so there is a free course that I'm giving with the purchase of a book. So you can go to the site and see what's going on there and find out where to buy it.
Wonderful. Thank you again.
Thank you so much for tuning into the U-Turn podcast. And thank you again so much for our sponsors. We are here because of you. And to our listeners, thank you for checking out our sponsors. We always pick people and brands that we trust and we believe in. And just for listening to the show, writing your reviews on the Apple app, and just being willing to make your own U-turns. We'll see you next week.